As Ghana participates in the Agriculture Initiative of ECOWAS and the African Union Commission, government has developed a medium-term agriculture sector investment plan. The aim is to implement the Food and Agriculture Development Policy over the medium term. Launching the plan in Accra, the Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said the overall economic growth and development of the nation depends on agriculture despite the oil find. He said Ghana is Africa's success story in achieving the Millennium Development Goals of halving poverty and hunger ahead of the target date of 2015. Here's a report by Rabna Paha and Daniel Latte.
The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said the challenges facing agriculture are mostly cross-cutting and interrelated and should therefore be tackled as such. It is in this light that the ministry facilitated the development of the Food and Agriculture Sector Development Policy. It is to ensure comprehensive development of the agriculture sector. He said to fulfill the promise the NDC made to fishermen in the party's 2008 manifesto, the ministry adopted measures to stop all illegal and unsustainable fishing practices. The landing beach committees have also been set up to manage pre-mixed fuel supply for fishermen.
We are faced with a global climate change. We bring increased uncertainties about crop, livestock and fisheries production and the conservation of our natural resources. We are compelled to improve our energy efficiency and to emphasize renewable energy supply to drive our agriculture. We are confounded by the issues of land and the availability, adequacy, cost and timeliness of agricultural credit. These examples illustrate the need for synergy and coordination between the Ministry of Food and Agriculture and the Ministries of Energy, Roads, Highways, Trade, Finance and Economic Planning and the Bank of Ghana, among other players.
Mr. Ahoy said, and medium-term agriculture sector investment plan MetaSIP, government has set out priorities to ensure the achievement of conservation and sustainability of the fishery resources, value addition to fish products, promotion of aquaculture and provision of services to fishers by the Fishery Commission.
A report by Rabna Paha and Daniel Latte.